New South Wales has recorded 1,035 COVID-19 cases in the last 24 hours, the highest daily tally recorded in an Australian state or territory. A further two deaths have been recorded, bringing the total number of fatalities in the current outbreak to 83. New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard says that the deaths are tragic.
Sadly, very sadly, we had two people pass away to 8 p.m. last night. It's a terrible situation, and to have any loved one pass away at any time is obviously challenging, but in this COVID situation, I think many of us are feeling it even more.
Last night, the state's ambulance service had its second ever status 3 alert, which means they were unable to meet demand. Paramedics picked up 450 COVID-related patients yesterday alone, stretching the system to its limit. Ambulance operators were reportedly being inundated with non-emergency calls, including requests for groceries. New South Wales Ambulance Commissioner Dr. Dominic Morgan has pleaded with citizens not to call 000 unless absolutely necessary.
000 is there for medical emergencies. Anytime you need a medical emergency, you have a medical emergency, New South Wales Ambulance will respond to you. But what we know is last night was the second ever status 3 alert that New South Wales Ambulance has ever had. I need to convey that level of criticality to you. Status 3 means that we are seeing impacts in our ability to respond to the community.
The New South Wales government has announced that essential workers from Sydney's 12 hotspot areas must have had at least one dose of a vaccine by the 6th of September to travel outside their LGA. This means some employers will have to close their doors to unvaccinated staff. And those desperate to wed during lockdown will be allowed to tie the knot from Friday. But ceremonies will be limited to just 5 guests and receptions are off the table. Meanwhile, in the state's far west, another 4 cases were recorded at Wilcannia, bringing the total number of infections there to 58. And COVID cases in western New South Wales grew by 42, with a total of 495 infections in the region. The New South Wales Dubbo MP, Dugald Saunders, says a new drive-through clinic at the Dubbo Showground will be able to vaccinate more than 200 people a day.
We are seeing some of that that spread in community, which is concerning. We're hoping to see that really tighten down. One of the reasons you can leave is to get a vaccination. And we're seeing here now there's probably a wait of about an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours. If you're in the Dubbo region and have some time this afternoon, we'd encourage you to come down here to the Vax Pop-Up Clinic.
Elsewhere, the ACT has recorded another 26 cases of COVID-19. 20 of the new infections are linked to known clusters, but at least 7 were in the community during their infectious period. There's been a total of 237 cases in the ACT outbreak, and contact tracers have been unable to find the source of infection for 16 of them. But the Chief Health Officer, Karen Coleman, says she's comfortable with how the ACT case numbers are tracking.
But a note of caution that we still are seeing approximately a third proportion of all new cases that are infectious in the community for some proportion of time. So as the Chief has identified, that is our key focus moving forward, is to try and minimise that as much as possible to minimise the risk of infectious days or infectiousness in community and therefore the length of time that this outbreak will continue.
In Victoria, there were 64 new local COVID cases, with 49 of those linked to known outbreaks. Only 36 were isolating for their entire infectious period. A new cluster has emerged in Port Melbourne, 4 new infections linked to a Woolworths supermarket and neighbouring auto warehouse. The state's lockdown is due to end on Thursday, but the number of mystery cases and those not in isolation has continued to concern authorities. Victorian COVID-19 Response Commander Jerome Weimar says the lockdown is working, but it's too early to say when restrictions will ease.
What we've achieved in 3 weeks is the place hasn't exploded. You know, we have seen a really strong, robust control over these outbreaks, and we've seen from other places around the world how quickly these things can gather steam. And we've got literally thousands of people, we've got, you know, 20,000 people in isolation at the moment as primary close contacts. We've got another 15,000 secondary close contacts on top of that. And you've got thousands of healthcare workers doing everything they can to get this thing under control and to keep it on the deck. It's on the deck at the moment, but it's not fully under control. And that's the work we have to do over the days ahead.
In Western Australia, there's no talk of lockdown with the COVID-19 risk posed by two New South Wales truck drivers who tested positive considered low. There are 7 new exposure sites and 20 people in isolation in WA after the men aged 23 and 29 travelled to Perth from New South Wales via South Australia and Victoria. The pair is now in hotel quarantine after testing positive to the virus. Premier Mark McGowan says they did everything right.
They have done nothing wrong. They have done a hard job in which they drive across Australia, doing long hours, delivering supplies for the community of this country, and they've done nothing wrong. And indeed, when they learnt that they were COVID positive, they notified the relevant people immediately, and obviously the issue was dealt with immediately. So the system itself has worked, and I'd like to thank those two truck drivers for what they've done.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.